Peter and the apostles on trial before the Sanhedrin, challenged in their convictions, reply, "We must obey God rather than men." And I wish I had more time this morning, but I just feel like that's something that today you would almost never hear, even from Christians. It's one of the most undermined teaching, since we live in such a pluralistic, relativistic society, since we presume that no one really knows what God says and we all disagree on what God means. We never want to say, "I have to obey God over men or over social customs." And just think about this in so many pressures that we must all be facing at different times, about when to go with the flow of people around us and when to go with what we are taught by God. Whether that's what you do on Sunday mornings or whether it's what social issues you support or don't support or stand against. In many, many ways today. But I was struck, I'm reading a biography, so I wanted to share with you all a famous sermon from a well-known preacher who mimicked St. Paul when he wrote this. "Brothers and sisters in the Church of America, you have allowed the material means by which you live to outdistance the spiritual ends for which you live. You have allowed your mentality to outrun your morality. You have allowed your civilization to outdistance your culture. And through your scientific genius, you have made the world a neighborhood, but forfeiting your moral and spiritual genius, you have failed to make of it a brotherhood. And so, America, I would urge you to bring your moral advances in line with your scientific advances. I'm impelled to write you concerning the responsibilities laid upon you to live as Christians in the midst of an unchristian world. That is what I had to do," he's mimicking St. Paul. "This is what every Christian has to do. But I understand that there are many of our brother Christians in America who give their ultimate allegiance to man-made systems and customs. They are afraid to be different. Their great concern is to be accepted socially. They live by some such principle as this: everyone is doing it, so it must be all right. Morality is merely group consensus. In your modern sociological lingo, the social standards are accepted as the right ways. You have unconsciously come to believe that right is discovered by taking a sort of Gallup poll of the majority opinion, or to what statistics show, and how many are giving their ultimate allegiance to this way. But American Christians, I must say to you, as I said to the Roman Christians years ago, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. Or as I wrote to the Philippian Christians, you are a colony of heaven. This means that although you live in the colony of time, your ultimate allegiance is to the empire of eternity. You have a dual citizenry. You live both in time and eternity, both in heaven and on earth. Therefore, your ultimate allegiance is not to the government, not to the state, not to the nation, not to privately owned media, or to any man-made institution. The Christian owes his allegiance ultimately to God. And if any earthly institution conflicts with God's will, it is your Christian duty to take a stand against it. You must never allow the transitory, temporal, and fleeting demands of man-made institutions to take precedence over the eternal demands of the Almighty God. Don't worry about persecution, America. You are going to have that if you stand up for any great principle. I can say this with some authority because my life was a continual round of persecutions. After my conversion, I was rejected by the disciples at Jerusalem. Later, I was tried for heresy at Jerusalem. I was jailed at Philippi, beaten at Thessalonica, mobbed at Ephesus, and depressed in Athens. But yet I am still going. I came away from each of these experiences more persuaded than ever before that neither life nor death, nor angels nor principalities, things present nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I still believe that standing up for the truth of God is the greatest thing in the world. This is the end of life, America, The goal of life is not to be happy. The goal of life is not to achieve pleasure and avoid pain. The goal of life is to live in the truth of the will of God, come what may. From a sermon by Martin Luther King, 1956. Let us ask for a renewal in our own hearts of what it means to stand for truth, what it means to be witnesses in love of the truth of God. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.